Good afternoon, good evening, good day, wherever you may be, wherever you are, and welcome to another episode of Your Support Group. Today, we're going off the path just a little bit and talking to Tamika Williams from On The Move Career Solutions. Today, she wants to talk about something that's really starting to become a big trend to her that she sees out there in the job market. And so after the break, we'll dive right in and have a full discussion on the Great Resignation. Hello, Tamika, how you doing today?
Doing well, I hope you are.
Please call me Kenny. Don't call me Kenneth. Make me feel like I'm
got him.
About to be at a job interview or something right now.
Hello, Kenny. How you doing today?
Doing good. I'm doing good.
Good.
The kids are getting on my last nerves. They act like they mama. And yeah.
Oh, is that right? It must be something in the water, I see.
Yep. So today I brought you on to talk about something that you've been dying to talk about for a while. And that is the Great Resignation. First of all, what is the Great Resignation? Like, is it like just people just resigning left and right? What is it?
It is a movement that was pretty much birthed by the pandemic. And yes, the Great Resignation, people are resigning from their place of employment for many reasons. This has been the trend and pretty much the norm, and it's still ongoing. Even, you know, as we speak.
So do we see it like in a particular job market?
To be honest with you, it is all over. It's not even a particular job market. It is just pretty much all over. And just want to kind of give a little bit of history, you know, so to speak, or maybe a backstory in regarding the Great Resignation. For once, I can honestly say that it used to be all about the employers. In other words, what the employee is looking for in terms of the next candidate, what the employer wants, how are they going to attract the right candidate for the opportunity, etc. So the pandemic pretty much gave birth to this Great Resignation. And to me personally, it has exposed some employers negatively as well as positively. So with that being said, some of the negative things about some of the employers today, let's talk about it. Poor working conditions, mm-hmm. Poor culture, poor leadership. Mm-hmm. Yes, that has been pretty much number one across the board, according to certain job market reports. In addition to that, lack of career advancement, personal as well as professional advancement, and also too, low wages. Yeah, so those are some of the things that pretty much have gave birth to the Great Resignation. And everybody's talking about the Great Resignation, but here today I want to change the name. Instead of the Great Resignation, let's call it the Great Invitation. Yes, the Great Invitation.
And why is that?
Because this is an opportunity for career seekers, changers to step into the new. And that new can be a new learning a new skill, obtaining a new career opportunity, etc. For once, employees and candidates are taking back their power. They now have choices. They now can say, hey, let me think about this offer that is being presented to me. I now have choices. Let me consider what's important to me now.
Understood.
So let me ask you, Kenny. Mm-hmm. Let's flip the script a little bit. Share your thoughts on the Great Resignation.
My thoughts are very similar to yours, where you have a lot of poor ratings with companies and they got away with it for too long. People are underpaid. People are mistreated at these companies. No room for advancement, no room for growth financially and as a person. And people are tired of it. They had the opportunity to have a glimpse of what it was like without working at that company during the pandemic. And then once that was all said and done, it opened up a lot of people's eyes to see that all the other BS that comes mm-hmm. with it, you don't have to keep up with the Joneses no more. And I can do a whole lot more with a whole lot less. So I don't need to be here. I can mm-hmm. find me a better opportunity. And I think that's what we see in a lot of. And also, too, it gave people time to just sit down and actually ask themselves, what do they really want?
Exactly.
And I think right now we're starting to see the effects of what do people actually want. Also, too, you got to remember, America is about capitalism. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just because you've owned a business for so long and this is the way you used to be running it, you didn't capitalize on the opportunity to grow the people and build upon your team. So now those people are becoming capitalists and capitalizing on the opportunity to grow and change the way the game is being played.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And now they're able to take control. Absolutely. One of the things that you mentioned is that they're thinking about their next opportunity. What is it that they really want? And that is one of the number one questions that I always ask my clients. What do you want? What does your vision look like? What is the overall picture? What goals are you going to take and set for yourself in order to get to that particular point or destination
right.
in your career? So absolutely. I've worked in the staffing arena, the corporate arena, and now working as a talent acquisition specialist. One of the things that I'm always tasked with is how we're going to retain talent or recruit the best talent. To me personally, I don't think the recruiting part is the problem. However, retaining the talent, retaining the employees is. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes as employers, they don't have enough tools or enough resources in place to retain their best talent. What does that look like? You know, what does it look like from a personal, professional development? What does the culture look like? Has there been a change in leadership, you know, et cetera?
Well, I'm sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. But I think part of the issue is they've been at the top for so long, they don't know what it's like to look down anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you've had these people, these top tier people that have been just looking straight ahead and never took the opportunity to look down. So they don't know what the people down below need anymore. They don't know. They're so out of touch that it's astonishing that even your company still even exists, that you haven't had the opportunity to even look down and understand where the other person is coming from. Everything is going back to normal now, but at the same time, you don't know how people are affected by all that has happened. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to you, you were still making money. You were still looking up here, but to them, they was almost dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. How do you come back from that? How do you combat that?
Exactly. And even now, you know, in terms of wages, you know, with the steady increase of gas prices, food, et cetera, even though individuals may be working remotely from home, they still have a life outside of that as well.
Right.
And that's something that most of the employers don't realize. They give up 8 to 10 hours of their day dedicating their time to be a part of a major employer organization, but that your personal as well as professional development is not limited. It's not only just for the employer, but it is outside of that. And I tell anyone this, and I'm going to say it again, career management is a lifelong process. You mm-hmm. never stop learning. You never stop growing.
Right.
So it shouldn't end there. Absolutely.
It goes back to what I've seen posted by a company owner. He always talks about minimum wage. You can probably look this up and know exactly who I'm talking about, where he basically made sure that his employees was getting paid an actual livable wage. And he didn't take the big lump like some CEOs, where you have people beating down the doors to work for the particular person I'm talking about. You barely have anybody that want to work for these other companies out there. It goes to show that when you take care of the employees will take care of you.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. I agree. And that right there is a true understanding of what culture is and what a positive culture should look like in that light. Awesome example. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. But what in the world do these companies have to do to get people to come back into these doors? And I'm going to go ahead and say the first one, pay properly. If you know a job out there right now, and I'm talking to you, the person that's listening right now, If you know a job about there right now that's paying $7 an hour or minimum wage, whatever the minimum wage is in your city, and you actually see people in there working, those are not happy people. Those people that had to settle and take whatever they had to take in order to feed their family. I would hate it if it was a fast food restaurant, because 9 times out of 10, they go, order is up, and they just slam your burger on the table. It's going to be the worst experience in your life. Versus you seeing a person that's getting paid their worth. It's the most happiest person. Like, you could tell the people that actually make a good paycheck because how they treat you when you are inside those restaurants versus the people that are not. So getting paid more to compensate for what's going on in the economy, what's going on with gas, child care is off the chain. You can't find child care locally because the waiting list is probably hitting the ground and going into the sewer system is probably so long. Those things you got to take into consideration. And it's definitely pay. Definitely pay would be number one for me.
Awesome. Awesome. I definitely agree in terms of the pay. And probably second to that would definitely be personal and professional advancement opportunities. Mm-hmm. Filling in the skills gaps. You know, when a person is onboarded, you know, they get acquainted with their role for the next 30, 60, 90 days. What does that role look like within the next 6 months or even to a year? There should be some type of personal growth. There should be some type of learning and training initiatives to help them get to the next level within their career. That's what career advancement looks like. That is an excellent way to keep your employee happy and also retain that employee as well.
Right. Because, I mean, do you want Kelly to work at the front desk all her life? I mean, because eventually,
Kelly, even though she may have a pretty face.
But that's what I'm about to say. Kelly might have that pretty face now. But if she knows where the bodies are, and as she age, Kelly is not going to stay at that front desk. Kelly is going to leave you.
Exactly.
Because she's going to realize something. Hold on. They just want me here because my face is pretty, but I got a brains. I got brains to match my face. So
okay.
She's going to eventually walk. And next thing you know, Kelly is buying you out and buying your business. So
it has happened.
Just keep it in mind. Just keep it in mind.
Yes, yes. That is awesome. Awesome. And also, too, one of the things that, you have to have the right leadership in place for mm-hmm. all of this to happen.
Yeah.
Leadership starts from the top. It trickles down.
Right.
Having the right leadership in place, creating a embracing culture, an embracing diverse culture. That is correct. Open door policies.
Right. Because, I mean, whatever the head does, the body will follow.
That is correct.
So if the person at the top is acting catty or ignorant or being just divisive and destructive to the whole dynamic of the team, everybody else there is going to do the exact same things.
Yes.
Everybody else is going to be a lot of infighting. It's going mm-hmm. to be a lot of disorganization. You got to have the know-how to say, maybe I'll just be a board member. I'll still own the company, but I'll be a board member. Mm-hmm. I get somebody else to run the company. So, I mean, you still get your checks, but it might not be for you. You know, everything is not for everybody. I wish, you know, a lot of people would just understand where that's coming from. I'm not saying that you should just give up on your dream or change who you are mm-hmm. or anything like that. But I'm saying you should be mindful to change, to things going on around you.
Yes, having that right leadership in place is definitely essential. I came from a working environment where the leadership was untouchable. So it was not pleasant. But having the right leadership in place and the leadership is engaging with the workforce, with your employees, your customers, etc., that is key to maintaining that positive culture. You want right. to create a positive workplace environment.
Right.
So there won't be any low morale or any turnover. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I feel where you're coming from because we live in a world where people are getting terminated via Zoom. So
or FedEx.
You get terminated via Zoom, FedEx, or what's the Microsoft one? Teams.
Oh yes, Microsoft Teams.
They
yes.
call you. They call you via Microsoft Teams and tell you your services is no longer needed. I mean, so making yourself available to even the most simplest employee that's on the totem pole is crucial nowadays because people are so out of touch. Managers and friends and family and everybody just texts you. Nobody calls you no more. Nobody comes to see you. Everybody texts, everybody FaceTimes, everybody videos to one another, but nobody comes to see nobody. So people don't know how to truly interact with people no more. Mm. It's a whole microwave age thing going on here. Mm-hmm. It's like instant things happening. But being able to go to that employee and have a conversation, you know, when I was a regional manager, I would meet people where they are, have a conversation. They'd be like, you know what? You're nothing like I thought you would be. This mm-hmm. is the greatest mm-hmm. person I ever knew. And they would mm-hmm. call me for everything. And my wife can attest to that. They still call me to this yes. day. And I don't even yes. work for the company yes. no more. And that just goes to show that you can actually be a human being Absolutely. Instead of a video face that glitches out every so often on Zoom.
I love it. Even in my current role, serving as talent acquisition specialist for Velocity, yes, I can honestly say that every person I encounter, I always get an email. Sometimes I get a card, whatever. Tamika, thank you. This has been one of the most pleasant interview I've ever encountered, ever had, you know, in my life. But, you know, giving them that full candidate experience, being able to meet them where they are, not being robotic, but just, you know, being human. Everybody is human, not robotic. We're human with real emotions, have been through some stuff. Some of us are still going through some things, but being able to communicate that or being able to meet people where they are. Now that's establishing trust right away. That's creating that positive relationship. And that's something that I've always said that I'm going to stay true to, especially, you know, as I continue to, you know, climb the corporate ladder. Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. We can touch on so many
I know
subjects on this matter.
But we do agree that the great resignation now is called what? The great invitation. Yes. The great invitation. Yes. The great invitation to launch a new opportunity, whether it be a new career, a new skill set, etc., etc., etc.
My wife just sung on my podcast.
The great invitation.
How real does that Ooh. Get? Yep. She really feeling herself about this. But yes, it's a great invitation for you to actually find an opportunity that fits not only just your needs, but what you desire, what you dream about being.
Your values.
You don't have to settle no more.
No.
I know I hear stories about people filling out hundreds of applications and not being hired.
Which is ridiculous.
But I also hear stories of people filling out one application or not even the application. It's just somebody knows about their skill set and they're hired right on the spot. So, I mean, it could be either or. Yes. And sometimes you got to actually look at your resume too and say, hey, mm-hmm. I wrote this resume back in 2005. Mm-mm. It may not be working no more.
That is correct.
And if you need somebody to do that, On the Move Career Solutions can help.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
Yep. So just type in www.onthemovecareersolutions.com and you could be on your way to getting a better resume today.
Yes. Yes.
It all round together. And I thank you so much, Tamika, for taking time out your day. I'm pretty sure you can go on for more hours about this. If you guys want to check out the website, I will leave the link in the description. And I thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, if nobody told you they love you today, guess who? We do. So, peace out.
Peace out.
Hi, I'm Kenneth,
and this is your support group. Thanks for tuning in.